I guess, Mr. Murphy, we should start with the question, are all of the speed cameras in the city now turned off?
No, because we have new ones we have just deployed.
Can you give us some numbers as to how many?
Can't do that yet. We have a number of them in the field now, and over the next 2 months, that number will rise to the total of 83, but we're not there yet.
Okay. Can we say that there are some percentage that that are off now and will be on in 2 months?
Yes. I can't tell you what percentage, but yes, we do have, you know, a number of them out now. You know, most of them are yet to come in, I can tell you that. And we have portables out there being deployed. We do a rotating schedule for the portables.
To me, like, you just don't want to say so the drivers don't know which ones are working and which ones aren't.
Exactly right. This, you know, we're very, you know, this is very important to us that we, you know, keep drivers honest and make sure people don't speed or run red lights.
So I guess the question now is, have you suspended citations for the time being or not?
Well, that's something that we don't want to tell you for how long and where. Again, we need to make sure that people understand that they really shouldn't risk speeding or, you know, running red lights.
All right. Give us a timeline, if you would. Well, and let me back up first. It was reported this week that, at least up until a few days ago, that all of the speed cameras were offline and that no citations had been issued. And is that still the case or not?
There was a period when that was the case because the former vendor ceased operations according to their contract at the end of December. The new vendor has come in and needed some time to deploy the new cameras that they're bringing in. They're bringing all their own equipment in for speed cameras. They're not going to be using the speed cameras that were used by our former vendor. And so they have now started deploying. That was that's a very, very recent development.
We've been saying that the older cameras, the ones that are being replaced now, the ones that Xerox had set up, were operating on a radar system, and the new cameras have a much better technology. Is this the case, and are you pleased that you're moving in that direction?
That is the case. They call it a tracking radar that the new system will have, which allows them to track the individual vehicle that they're recording the speed for. Better than the older system. And it's just, you know, technology has marched on. And so we're taking advantage of the new technology with the replacement.
Are you satisfied now that at least the error rate will be less with these cameras than, and they weren't extreme before, but there were some in some high profile cases where cars were stopped and people were cited. Are you satisfied that this will be better?
Absolutely, and part of the advantage is the new technology. Part of it is a better scrutiny by both the vendor, DIT, and the police department. The police department are assigning additional officers to the screening process, and it's very important to them as well that this system be accurate. So we are confident that our error rate will be absolutely at a minimum.
Will there be refunds for erroneous citations from the older cameras? I mean, a lot of folks have received citations. They probably wonder whether there were mistakes. If they do find them, will there be refunds?
Yes. As a matter of fact, what we're doing is we're going back and looking at every single citation issued at the five locations where we had the higher error rates. The other 78 locations had less than 0.5% error rate. They worked pretty well, but there were five cameras that were found to have a higher error rate. And of course, as you mentioned, a number of those had been, you know, part of recent articles. And those every ticket issued by those five since their inception is being looked at. There, a lot of them have already been done, and over 200 refunds have been issued already. But that was a result of the audit that their former vendor did, and they did find, you know, a number of those citations that needed to be refunded. We're now going back and looked at every month. Instead of just a sampling, it will be every single citation looked at that were issued at those five locations, and we will issue refunds.
Okay. The red light cameras, we were talking about speed cameras up until now. What is the status of the red light cameras? Are they, I'm not even sure they're with the same vendor. What is happening with those?
Okay, Our new vendor, of course, will operate those as well, and the difference is they will be using the existing equipment that Xerox had used. Those cameras were working fine. They weren't found to, you know, really be having problems, and so they will be being used. Now, having said that, they will be replacing all of them as well, but that will be a more gradual replacement period that's going to go over the next year to year and a half. But, you know, because those cameras were found to be operating fine, there's no urgency in that.
I assume that the fine, the citation fine of $40, is set by the state, and you really can't adjust that in any way other than the refunds. Is that correct? And in other words, I'm wondering if in the future you're planning to change that.
Well, that is established by state law, both the $40 speed citation amount and the $75 red light citation amount. That's established by state law.
Okay, and I wasn't positively sure of that, but that does clear that up for me. What else do I need to ask you? You did mention the timeline, 2 months. So we're looking about the middle of March, by the end of March, the complete swap out. Is that pretty much nailed down now?
At the latest, we expect it sooner, but that's kind of the conservative date.
What provisions for testing the new cameras are you putting them through testing before they're up and running, or are they going to be being turned on now and on faith?
Well, they are going through a testing procedure, and there's a number of things that have happened with the new vendor. There's a training process with the police officers so that they're familiar with the new equipment. There is a testing procedure. There's also a calibration procedure that goes on where they test to make sure that each camera is in fact, producing the right speed. What did happen with the five locations that we had before was it wasn't that they were recording the wrong speed. It was, you know, what happened was a large vehicle that came into the field of view skewed the results. The good thing about the new tracking radar is it won't be influenced by other vehicles in what otherwise was a wider field of view.
All right. I guess, Mr. Murphy, I'm through with my questions. What did I miss? Anything you feel we should add or need to add?
Well, just that, you know, we appreciate the patience of the public and understand that we're doing everything we can to make this an accurate program because accuracy is important. Safety is important. The cameras have produced safety results. We've had less crashes, less speeding events. And so, you know, but we do want to make sure that they are accurate.
There are 83. Are there plans to add more?
At this time, no.